Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR, on the field yesterday for the Bills' win over the Bucks, is with us live on WBEN. Well, the Bills right the ship. There were lots of questions going into this game about the Bills' passing attack and receivers not getting open, but sure seemed like a lot of guys were open this week. What changes did the Bills make to open up the offense?
Well, there was a big change, and I'm not going to say this is the reason it opened up the offense, but a big storyline is Keon Coleman not playing. He was a healthy scratch. He was late for a meeting again multiple times, so he was basically benched. And I do think that Tyrell Shavers and Gabe Davis are guys that Josh Allen has thrown to for the last few years, and although Shavers has been on the practice squad, I think chemistry mattered in this game. And I think once Josh was out of structure and scrambling around and he had guys like Tyrell Shavers long for a touchdown, Gabe Davis sitting down in his zone, I do think those things mattered. But the Bills also did a really good job of protecting Josh. That mattered as well. The Buccaneers had zero sacks and only credited with one quarterback hurry the entire game, which is a credit to the offensive line.
Got off to kind of a shaky start there, though, Sal. I mean, at the beginning stages of the game, you were wondering if it was going to work. Then it exploded, and it looked a lot different. Josh Allen throwing the ball downfield. Do you think there was a conscious effort after the Miami game to say, all right, hang on, we need to almost rethink how we're attacking things on offense?
Yeah, but I think that's week to week, Brian, and you know, I think they've wanted to do that. It just hasn't come to fruition, but for sure, I think last week they knew they had to throw the ball better and run the ball better. They, you know, and it wasn't a great run game in this one, but they ran it efficiently enough when they needed to at times. But for sure, I think that all year it's been more of a, we need to do something a little bit different. And, you know, getting Mecole Hardman in the lineup and then on the field and taking a shot play to him down the field, it didn't connect, but I think it just shows the other team and the defense, hey, we can try and stretch you a little bit here. We can throw it downfield, and that opens up things, you know, underneath a little bit more. So, yeah, I think there's a conscious effort there, but that's week to week. That's game to game. To be honest with you, the Buccaneers' pass defense was not great coming in, and their run defense was very good. So that was the way the Bills had to attack the Buccaneers. And then they lost Jamel Dean, a very really good corner they have, and the Bills took advantage of that as well. So I give the Bills credit for having that game plan, but also understanding that that's how they had to attack in this game.
Regarding Keon Coleman, what is his pathway back to playing, especially with this next game coming up on Thursday?
It's a good question. I mean, I actually think the offense, you know, looked really good and solid at that position without him, and it doesn't mean that he shouldn't play going forward, but I think that he's got to have to obviously do the right things, be on time when he's supposed to be there, and he's going to have to produce because right now Tyrell Shavers, I don't know how you can take him out of the lineup, or what he did yesterday, 4 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown. Gabe Davis, like I said, what is his path? We'll see. We did ask him yesterday. We caught up with him in the locker room after the game, or right outside the locker room. Asked him about, you know, what happened. He took accountability, so that's good for him. But, you know, he said, you know, he just can't, these things, he has to be better and can't keep happening, but they have kept happening, and that's been the issue. I did ask him the specific question, though, like, what does Thursday look like for you? And he said he didn't have an answer at that time because they were just fresh off this game, and they'll see where it goes today. It is a quick turnaround.
Yeah, quick turnaround. You had Deion Dawkins talking about it after the game, who, you know, it almost reads a little bit colder than what he actually sounded like.
Right. Sal. Yes, I agree.
With that quote we've been hearing from Deion throughout the morning, but I think it's part of the thing here is to mention that it's not the first time. You go back to last season, this was happening. Earlier this season, you had Sean McDermott talking about a strike system. It sounded like me with my five-year-old. I mean, when does this become an issue where the Bills are like, I don't know, we got to move on from this guy, period, because you just don't hear about that a lot with pro athletes.
I don't have the answer for that. I don't know. I mean, maybe we're already there. I mean, maybe it's you know, something that they're thinking about now, or maybe they say we're going to, you know, keep riding this and give him another, you know, opportunity to show that he can be a professional and be accountable to his teammates, because I agree. I mean, there's a lot that has to be baked into this. He's a, you know, Keon is a, he's a young man, and, you know, he's younger. He came in this league younger than most kids and most guys, I should say. He is not a bad human being. He's actually a great kid with a great personality, but he's got to learn to be more professional. And that was the message coming out of the locker room yesterday from guys like Deion Dawkins and, excuse me, and Sean McDermott and, you know, people, the guys, Dawson Knox too, they have his back, right? But he has to do the things that show that he's taking a job, this job, seriously enough to do everything he has to do to be accountable to his team, trying to win on a daily basis and not be a distraction. So I don't know the answer to when that would happen or even if that would happen, to be quite honest, but they have to have those conversations.
It was a big day for special teams. Bills got great kick returns from McCall Hardman and Ray Davis to put them in great field position. I mean, how important was that phase of the game yesterday?
It was a great day for kick return, yeah, for sure. Four returns for 158 yards for Ray Davis. I mean, those are some monster numbers. McCall Hardman right off the bat, the big long return that he had. The problem was, Susan, they did not convert on that great field position. They had field position starts near midfield or in Tampa territory three different times and only came away with one field goal out of those three different times. But now that's the bad part. The good part is because of those returns, at least you can try to flip the field. One punt was down at the 4-yard line, another at the 20-yard line, but you have to convert on that. You're right. I mean, one of the things coming into the game, I even asked Sean McDermott about this on his weekly radio program last week on WGR. I said, hey, you know, how important is field position? Because you guys are second worst in the league in average starting field position. And he said, absolutely. That's hidden yardage you don't think about that people don't really pay attention to, but they had to be better there. And they were so much better. But the problem was they didn't convert, and yet they still scored 44 points.
What do we know about Houston?
The thing we're watching this week is if C.J. Stroud is going to be available to play for them. He has now missed two games in concussion protocol for them. So now a quick turnaround. Is he on the field practicing today, tomorrow, ready to play on Thursday? Davis Mills has done a nice job for them. He threw 41 times yesterday against the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, they may be comfortable just riding Davis Mills right now. So that's the big thing we're watching. They didn't run the ball that great against Tennessee. It's a team that can run at times, but they haven't been a great running team. But I'll tell you what, this is a very, very, very tough defense to go against. The Buffalo Bills this week against Tennessee. I'm sorry, the Houston Texans. And we all remember last year, it was probably Josh Allen's worst performance as a passer against the Texans, and they would definitely not want to have that happen again.
All right. Well, it's going to be a big test, and we will talk with you Friday morning, Sal.
You got it.
So thank you. We'll talk to you then, and have a good week. Sal Capaccio from WGR on the field yesterday for that big Bills win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.